Hi, this is Mistress Lily, and today I'm making a public service announcement. Not all safe words are verbal. Safe words are vitally important to a scene, but they're not always said out loud. For many submissives, bottoms, tops, and doms, the stoplight system of green, meaning everything's good, yellow, meaning proceed with caution and slow down, you're approaching a limit, and red, meaning whatever you're doing, stop now, works great. I'm a fan of it myself. However, just like other safe word systems, it doesn't work for everyone. One of my submissives in real life is very nonverbal in subspace. She loves pet play, impact play, and bondage. And when she hits subspace, Kitty can't speak. Words are damn near impossible for her when she's really into a scene. She's very vocal, but words? Not so much. For her, we use a system of purrs, kneading paws, and bells. Kitty loves bells. In scenes, she holds a flexible loop of jingle bells threaded through her fingers. Purrs mean she's relaxing and blissing out. Kneading her free paw means she wants to ramp things up. Jingling bells means she needs things to slow down. And dropped bells means the scene stops. No dropped bells yet, but I know Kitty would if she wanted or needed to. She's got absolutely no problems jingling them. The important thing is to establish some method of communication that works for the individuals involved to keep the submissive safe. Some subs are nonverbal, and some really, really hate using safe words because they hate the idea of denying or disappointing their dom. Using nonverbal systems to communicate, at least until they realize they're rewarded for communicating something that previous doms might have made them feel bad about, sometimes really helps when it comes to overcoming past traumas where safe words might have been ignored. Or worse, punished. It's perfectly natural for a sub to want to please their dom. I just wish that more realized using safe words does please us, because it shows that they trust us enough to listen to them, take care of them, and respect them as human beings with limits, instead of just a flogging bench or a blow-up doll with a pulse. It gives us a chance to prove that we're worthy of the trust they give us each time they place themselves in our care. And it shows that the trust we place in them isn't misplaced. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 or visit my blog at eroticbowmistress.com.